I'm good, Rory. How are you getting on?
I'm grand. No, Olympic silver medalist. How does that sound?
That's pretty good, yeah. I suppose we haven't talked about or thought about how it sounds, really, but it feels good anyway.
Tell me, what's the last couple of days been like? I'd imagine it's just been a whirlwind, has it?
It has been, yeah. I suppose we never really expected it really what to come after. We were just so focused on getting through each race and then focused on the final and getting out our best performance. And it's been manic, really. Before we went out, we made up an old recovery shake, and only for having that, you know, we wouldn't have eaten at all day on Friday because we were just, you know, dragged here, there, and everywhere for the media and press conferences and going on the TV and all this type of thing, like to madness altogether.
It was
good fun all the time.
And you've had a couple of days, I suppose, to reflect on it now. I mean, like, has the enormity of what you've achieved started to sink in yet?
I don't think it was kind of hit us at all too much, really, but we've been hearing a lot of stories from at home, and apparently everyone's gone off the walls altogether, so, you know, we're just trying to enjoy ourselves out here now while we can, because they say it's going to be completely different when we get back, like we'll be different people or something.
Because you've become celebrities over the course of the past week over here, like the entire country has gone O'Donovan crazy.
Yeah, we've heard that, like, tis madness. So we were chatting to Rob Heffernan there at lunch earlier on. He said our lives will probably never be the same, like. And, you know, some days we'll probably be wishing, like, hopefully, geez, everyone will forget about us all tomorrow. But he said it just won't happen. So I suppose we're just going to try and prepare ourselves for that, really, for when we return home.
Yeah, what's the plans for the homecoming?
I think the Rowing Club and Skibbereen are trying to organise a bit of a gathering or something with a few people for just throw a bit of a celebration and welcome us back, and that's so they're trying to finalise it now this evening, I believe.
We had Ken McCarthy on the show yesterday. He said he was busy painting the clubhouse all day yesterday to make it look nice for you.
Oh, I'd say they're flat out, yeah, the whole lot of them. Yeah. We were only saying it before we left that it could do with a lick of paint, and they have an excuse now, so there's no harm at all.
So it took a silver medal for you to get the clubhouse painted, was it?
Yeah, at least there is something good come out of it anyway.
Paul, tell me, I mean, like, what was your target heading into the Olympics? I mean, like, did you think you could medal when you were heading over there, or was it just kind of almost a surprise that you got it?
As you know, it wasn't a surprise at all, but all according to, I think I know we finished 11th last year at the World Championships and barely snuck the last qualification place. But since then, like we said, you know, we were disappointed with that, and we said we have the potential to win it. So we've put everything into our training the past year, and it has been really good, you know. And we did three World Cup regattas. We won a silver at the first one. Then after that, we won the European Championships, and we had two fourth-place finishes in at the final two World Cup regattas. So, you know, we knew we were definitely in contention for the medals and that, and we always believed we could win it, even though during those regattas, kind of France towards the end established themselves as the firm favourites, but it was still really close between the top five or six crews behind them as well. And we spent 3 weeks in Banyoles in the north of Spain, just on a training camp to acclimatise and put on the final touches and that. And Dominic was with us for the full 3 weeks out there, and we couldn't have been happier with how that camp was. Like, do we think we picked up some real speed there? So we were very confident then, travelling over to Rio, that we'd be in a good position to do that.
Like, what was the final race like then? I mean, like, it was a very, very close race. It was done at a very, very high pace, but you stuck it very, very well.
We did, yeah. It was. I think it was probably the best race we've put together all year. Like, it was as close to perfection as we would have liked. We had been known to be slow off the start the past two seasons, but we have been working on it, and we got out reasonably well and hung in there with them. And we have a huge aerobic base because we've done miles and miles and miles in training all year. So that really comes to pay during the middle 1,000 metres. And that's where we're real strong. And we usually have a good kind of sprint finish at the end too. So we were really focused on our own boat, and we were on the outside lane, so all we had to do was just look to our left, and any time we looked maybe two or three times during the race, and there was just a blanket of boats there across to our left, and we just knew that we were right up there with them, and it was definitely possible. Like, there was a huge belief in us, but I think the last 10 strokes or whatever, France managed to pull an extra bit out the bag, but we're quite happy with the silver still.
There was a huge amount of Irish at the finishing line as well, which must have been a great help for the last couple of metres, I'd imagine.
There was, yeah, but not only the Irish, but I think that a lot of the other nations as well, they all said they were roaring at us. They were all kind of delighted that we got Ireland's first rowing medal as well at the Olympics, so it was a huge day, like, and Mom and Dad were out to see us, and a few others, like my godmother and the uncle and some other friends and stuff like that. So it was great to have them there as well to cheer us on.
And are you aware that Pull Like a Dog was trending in Ireland after you won?
Someone said that, yeah. It was a bit mad. We didn't think it would take off like that at all now, but...
It's on T-shirts and everything.
Oh, Christ. It's just mad, isn't it?
So you've got that to come home to. What's the plan for the rest of the week, Paul?
Yeah. We're going down to the beach now just for a look and check that out, and then I'm flying to Rotterdam tomorrow evening because the World Championships are on there next week, and I'm running the single sculler set. Gary's going to stay on in Rio then for a bit of a party for himself.
So you have to go back to work and he's going to continue partying.
Exactly, yeah, but sure. But,
Paul,
I enjoy work, so Gary enjoys partying, so.
What do you think this is going to do for rowing in Ireland as a whole, do you think?
I mean, hopefully it'll be a huge kind of, I suppose, turn of a corner for it, really, just get a bit of publicity for it, because it's gone unnoticed, really, for the past 10 or 15 years. You know, I think, kind of, 1991, Niall O'Toole won the first World Championship gold medal for the country, and then since then, Sam Lynch has been a double world champion in the singles gold. Sinead Jennings the same, and Neville and Tony in the lightweight pair won world championships as well. And there's been lightweight fours as well, winning medals on a number of different boats as well that were hugely successful and winning world championship medals. But when it came to the Olympics, none of them ever kind of produced the goods, really, on the day. There was we've had one or two fourth places as well. So we're kind of hoping now that Joe will just get kind of people to take notice of it and maybe try it out, and some people will send their kids down there, and you never know, like, they could fall in love with the sport like we did, and Joe, they could be doing a lot worse things than rowing.
Paul, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me from Brazil. Very, very much appreciated. You've done the country proud, but more importantly, you've done Cork proud. So congratulations on that. And no doubt we'll chat to you very, very soon. Paul, thanks very much for talking to us.
Nice one. Thanks a million for that. I appreciate it.